Yeah, so you were listening in. What's up? I met you the other day.
Yesterday, yeah, I remember.
What's going on?
So, what I'm doing every day, randomly...
Hi there.
...is, I'm, like, one time a day, I'll type in what time it is. And I'll go, boom, 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 and I'll look up that Bible verse. Or try. I'm just trying to get into the Bible at least every day. So, like, yesterday, for example, was this, with my buddy Lance.
So, wait. So, what you're doing is... Yeah, you can sit down.
Okay.
So, what you're doing is you're... looking up the time of day, like 12:30.
Yeah.
And then you go and find a Bible verse like Isaiah 12:30 or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Like that.
At least it gets me in the Bible every day. It's going to be every day. Because I go to church every week.
You do?
I do. I go to Bayside, and I also go to Bible Baptist. Right here on Morgan Johnson?
Yeah, I'm not from here, so I don't know.
And, you know, I'm really trying, you know. There's so many stuff here that...
First, can I ask you, what version of the Bible are you reading?
So...
when you go in to grab a Bible verse, because you know there's many translations.
New Testament? I'm really in a new, I think.
Yeah, so you're in the New Testament, but I mean, what version? Like, where do you go? Can I see where you go? I'll help you.
I'm not really... I'm just... this is my conversation with my friend Lance yesterday.
So this is an iPhone, right?
It's just a regular
Android or whatever.
Apple phone.
So here's what I would encourage you to do. I was just telling that young man, Jay.
Is there going to your website?
King James Version... or New King James. So do you go on the internet with this phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can go and just look up a King James Bible app.
Okay.
And I would download a King James, or King James is that old English, like thou, don't. Now you can look up New King James.
Okay, that's
New
right.
King James. It's still a good translation. You have to test it to the Greek and the Hebrew, and I could show you how to do that if you're ever interested. But definitely the New King James would be better than... there's a lot of really bad Bible translations like Message and NIV and all that. You want to stay away from them.
Oh, really?
So, oh, yeah. Stay away from the Message. Stay away from NIV. Go with the New King James. Download the app
that's
on your phone.
Right now.
It just any New King James app. And then that's where you should be looking and reading for Scripture, because you got to make sure that you're getting the pure Word of God, not man's corrupted version.
I got you.
Right?
Yeah.
What was your first name again? Eddie.
Billy.
Oh, Billy. I was close. I meet a lot of people.
I was serious the other day when I was talking to you about prayer for a minute, because I knew you were on your way, and I went home and I was thinking about it. I'm like, how come he didn't pray for me? I'm like, my friend Lance goes around praying for people and trying to heal them. And
who does?
My friend Lance.
Okay.
And praying for
Let me say, let's go there. So you're not offended by that. So let me ask you a question.
Hmm.
I'm supposed to imitate and model Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's
and
what I got
Paul.
From your card.
Right. Yeah, Paul, right? Can you go anywhere in the Bible and show me anywhere that Jesus or Paul or John the Baptist prayed with people they just met in the road? Now that's different. That's different. They laid hands on and they healed people, but I believe that was for a different time. I don't think we have the same moving of the Holy Spirit now as we did back then. I can kind of prove that if we keep talking. But praying with, it's a unity of the faith when you pray with somebody.
Okay.
Let's come together and pray. What that's saying is,
Billy.
But what that's saying, Billy, is you and I agree on everything in the Scriptures, and you and I agree in oneness. If we just met each
and
other.
And you know what? I thought about that after, because how do you know that you even...
I could be a Satanist.
Right. I got that.
You want to pray with a Satanist?
When I read your card, I was like, this guy's for real. Like, I'm like, what's going on right now?
Yeah. So I meet people that they say, Jesus, and I find out they're Mormons.
Yeah.
Well, Mormons are not even close to the truth. They are a full-blown cult. They have a false Jesus. They think Jesus and Lucifer are brothers and all this type of stuff. So that's why, don't be offended. That's why I didn't pray with people. The only people that I would pray with, Jesus said, when you pray, go into your closet and pray in private.
Yeah,
so you never see us praying on street corners.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you'll see us preaching on street corners, but not praying.
Oh, okay.
See the difference?
Yeah.
That's why we got to read the Word and study the Word. So that's why I don't pray with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll pray with my brothers and sisters I'm united to, but I don't pray with strangers because we don't have spiritual unity.
Yeah, you don't know if
Jesus
you're
didn't,
you're there.
Paul didn't. Now, as for your friend Lance going around, if he's going around praying with just anybody, that's unbiblical. That's a new modern day way is unbiblical. Also, I don't believe, now I got to be careful here. I don't believe going around and laying hands on people to heal them is for today. But I believe in the body of Christ. I believe that we can, James says, anoint them with oil and have the elders lay hands and pray for them. I believe in the body of Christ, we can ask God to heal. So let me give you the difference. Back then, I think Paul and Peter and John and all these men that were doing these signs and miracles, those were to confirm they were the disciples of Christ, that the kingdom of God had come, that the power was being released at that time, and they actually had the power to raise the dead. Paul raised the dead, okay? After Christ comes, after those men are gone, now we have the sealed word of God. The Holy Spirit is not moving today in the same way he moved in the book of Acts, and I can prove it. Ready? Acts 2. Your friend Lance probably sounds like a Pentecostal type. Does he go to Pentecostal church, or is he a tongue talker?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. I can prove it. Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit fell, the Bible says there was a mighty rushing wind that came in, mm-hmm. and the Bible says they had flames on their head. Yeah. Now, that happened one time when the power of God was moving to jumpstart his New Testament body. I challenge every person that says, the Holy Spirit doesn't change. He's always doing the same thing, always. Invite me when you're baptizing people. I want to come see the wind. Yeah. I want to come see the blue flames. Yeah. Guess how many people invite me to come see that?
Zero.
Because you know why? It's not happening anymore. So that power is gone. Paul says the apostles and disciples were followed by signs and wonders. There's a purpose for that. It validated Christ, his people, and the word of God. Now we have the sealed word of God. We don't walk around laying hands, raising the dead. But I still believe in miracles.
Right.
And I still believe if you have cancer that you could pray to God. Yeah. If you were united with brothers and sisters, I believe they can pray for you. And I believe God can heal you. But I don't believe we have the power to go around doing it anymore. Because it's gone. That's gone.
So what's up with this? I was in Orlando and I went to an Isaiah Salvador. You seen him?
Oh.
But what is up with 2,000 people in a field and then they're all like, like,
you were there, Isaiah Salvador, one of the NAR ringleaders. Well, he'll say,
what is that about? Like, what's going
new
on?
Apostolic Reformation is what NAR means. Now he'll say he's not NAR. What he is, a deliverance minister.
Is that good?
Deliverance, absolutely unbiblical for today.
Right.
It's absolutely unbiblical for today. Deliverance ministry. They believe that believers can have a demon inside of them. Right. I'm not even going to use the word possessed because they go, no, we don't believe you're possessed by a demon. I know all about Isaiah Salvador. I got a testing I'm working on for him. He believes you can have demons inside of you. They call it you're not possessed. That is, if a demon's in you,
yeah,
he's possessing you. I have a question. I go back to the Bible.
Yeah,
we believe in everything the Bible teaches. Can you find Isaiah Salvador can't? And all of his buddies can't. Can you find one place in the Bible where a believer ever had a demon manifest inside of them?
Well, I haven't read the Bible.
Okay.
All of it.
I'm telling you, it's not there.
That's what I'm getting.
They can't find one verse where it says that.
So what are these people doing? Are they just feeling
loved?
Wait, hold on. Like,
help me. Tell me the situation. You go to Isaiah Salvador, some revival meeting?
Yeah, it was a revival.
And it's in a field.
It was in a big field.
And what happened?
Stage. The stage is here.
When did this happen first?
About 2 years ago.
Okay, because this is going to help me. This is going to help me for my testing of him. Okay. So I want an eyewitness. What happened?
Well, they had a stage.
Yep.
And you had a bus over here, but all right here, big field, and it was filled. It was about 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And they were having music and concerts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Let's stop right there. Did Jesus and Peter and Paul and John use music in emotional, fleshly ways when they did their ministry?
Yeah, probably not.
Not probably not.
No.
They didn't.
Okay.
So let's go here. Instruments. This is a big part of today's churchianity.
Yeah.
What does music do?
So isn't that Satan? Isn't it? Yeah, because this...
Because what does music do? You and I are sitting here,
right,
and we're talking calmly. If I say, hey, let's listen to some music, Christian music, and I put it on, and it starts thumping and jamming, what starts happening?
You start.
Are you getting in your spirit or in your flesh?
Your flesh. You're right. Okay, yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, and they're yelling, and they're crying, and the music. If the music stops, everybody go, what happened? Music stops. Satan has introduced all kinds of deception and fleshly false music. In the Bible, in the New Testament, they didn't even use instruments.
Right.
When you and I just sing, There's no flesh moving. It's of the spirit. We're supposed to just sing with our lips. The Bible says make a melody in your heart. Guess what? You want some beautiful theology? If you're born of the gospel, if you believe in Christ's shed blood, and you say, he's the only way, and I've sinned against him, I repent. I change my mind. I change my ways. I want to follow Jesus. When God, and obey him, when God sees a willing vessel, he infills you with the Holy Spirit. That's what happened to us. We were worldly, wicked people. We weren't born in this. We weren't born in the religion. Okay? Guess what? We become the instrument.
Yeah.
I'm being used as an instrument right now to give you truth. I can use my voice to preach. I can use my voice to sing. I can use my voice to rebuke.
Yeah.
We are now the instrument of God. We don't need. We don't need that anymore. So he's playing music. Go ahead. Continue. What happened with Isaiah?
Oh, I just... So... I didn't really follow. I can't really... I just saw... I remember a kid. And they're like, get out of him. You don't want him in there anymore. And the little kid's like... And then all of a sudden, like... the whole group of them. There's like 100 of them.
People falling down, slain in the spirit.
Yeah, and they... Like, there's 100 of them on the stage. And they all start coming over to different people. And praying for them. And then people are just falling out,
quivering, screaming, yelling.
Like, I also, have you been over to the Tampa one there where they do the 100 services? They did like 700, well, it was 700 days in a row. But now it's been probably a year since I've been there, so they're probably over 1,000 days in a row.
Doing so-called revival?
The church.
So let's stop right there. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us to do revival.
Right.
You know what it tells us to do?
Huh.
Preach the gospel.
Yeah.
So if you're alive in Christ, do you need to be revived?
No.
No. If you're dead in Christ, the only thing that revives you is what? The gospel.
Yeah.
This whole revival is another instrumental music, man-made invention. Deliverance ministry, we'll get there, man-made invention. Revival comes along in the 1800s. The Bible doesn't talk about revival anywhere. There's never been any revival in the Bible except really one main place you could say, well, they were revived. And they weren't even the people of God, so it wasn't truly a revival the way it is today. Jonah and Nineveh.
Okay.
God calls Jonah to go to Nineveh, and they were a wicked nation. And even the king says, oh, put on sackcloth and ashes. He did it with the animals. He did it with everybody. And they repented to God, and God spared them. The people would say, see, that was a revival. Not really. They just repented. But today's revival ministries... all an invention of man. It's all about hype and emotion and ready?
Money.
you just rubbed your fingers together.
Listen.
I don't want nobody's money. I got my own money. God gave me money. Here's what it is also. It's deception in the last days. Because if you study the Bible, Billy, what is promised in the Bible is signs and wonders in the last days. But guess what? Guess who's going to be doing the signs and wonders? Satan. Satan and his workers are going to do signs and wonders to deceive. In Matthew 24, Jesus tells us that. And then, after that time of deception is going to become the tribulation. Then, I'm studying through it right now, verse by verse, book of Revelation. Then God's going to pour out the signs and wonders and wrath and tribulation on the world. But Satan is going to bring signs and wonders to deceive. And that's what men like Isaiah Salvador. I believe absolutely Isaiah Salvador is a worker of Satan.
Really? Okay. I don't know him much.
He is not teaching the biblical gospel. He's not calling people out of the world. He's focused on deliverance so much so, their friends say, every Christian, you ready for this? Every Christian has a demon.
Yeah. Well, I get what you're saying. No.
The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible doesn't teach Christians can have demons. Now, can you be influenced by a demon? Meaning, can he tempt you? Can he attack you? Can he tempt you? Of course. He's not in you. You don't need exorcism. And so I want to go here with this with you to further expose him. Slain in the spirit, touching people and they fall down. Oh, they fall down. You cannot find it in the Bible nowhere.
Gotcha.
Nowhere. Do you know where you can find it? On my teaching blog at don'tperish.com, I have videos. Do you know who uses it all the time? Hindu gurus.
What's that?
Hinduism.
Oh, gotcha.
That's that New Age religion.
Yeah.
They touch people. They believe, ready? Literally. They believe that there's a power in your spine.
Yeah.
And when they touch people's forehead, they're inoculating this power, and all the time people fall into nirvana and they fall over. I got videos of it. Do you know what they call this power?
What?
The serpent power. Who's the serpent in the Bible? Satan. This slain in the spirit, deliverance, signs and wonders, Satan has infiltrated the so-called Christian world with all these false signs and wonders to deceive people in the last days.
What is this? It's right here. This is, so I typed in 3:10 yesterday, Bible verse, like to start the new thing.
Yep.
This is what I got.
Let me get my glasses
out. And I'm curious if it's, I think it's positive.
That's a good thing.
So do you know what verse this is? Because I'm just reading, Revelation 3:10. Yeah. Because you've kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on it.
That means he's going to spare me?
I'm sorry?
Well, I don't know. What's that mean?
Well, let me go to King James. I don't know what translation that is. Okay. That doesn't sound too far off, but let me look it up. Revelation 3:10. That doesn't look like King James. I don't know what translation you have on there. This is good. I'm studying through Revelation right now. Revelation 3:10 says this in the King James. It's close. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. So that's the King James. That would be a better translation. So what's your question about that? What does that mean? Are you asking what that means?
Yeah. Well, it could mean something different for you. It could mean something different for me, right?
Well, right, because Jesus is talking to his people, okay, not the world. Revelation is a revelation to his people. How do you become Jesus' people?
You gotta become Jesus.
The gospel. By faith in his shed blood, by repentance, yeah, by being born again, yeah, fruit of holiness and obedience, reading the word, beginning to follow, obey everything you learn, and enduring, coming out of the culture, come out of the church systems. I would encourage you, if you say you bounce around all these places, you're being poisoned by false doctrine all these places. I have a question. If you want to follow Jesus, is that your goal?
Yeah, it really is.
If you're going to follow Jesus, why are you going to man-made religion to do it?
I feel like I want to at least start somewhere.
But why wouldn't you start right with Jesus' word, not man's?
Right in the Bible?
Yeah.
Because I figured that's where I'd go to get it.
No.
And my daughter's family on the other side, it seems like a decent church.
Yeah, well, when you say decent church, like, is it biblical? Like, do they keep sound doctrine?
What's that mean?
They might be nice. Doctrine means instruction. The Bible says we must keep the instructions of God. Can I tell you, in 15 years, 16 years of doing this,
yeah,
I don't know one church in all of America that keeps his sound doctrine.
Gotcha.
They're all, guess why? They're worldly, compromised, and about money. Guess why? That's how you fill up a church.
Yeah.
You don't fill up the church with the truth of God. Jesus said few in the last days are going to find eternal life, not thousands and hundreds
okay,
in each building. Few. And that word few means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. So I would encourage you to stop looking around at man-made religion. In fact, here, you want to read the Bible, we'll go to, I use this verse all the time, go to Mark 7. Jesus says this, Jesus' own words. Mark 7, starting with 6. Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites. He's talking about religious people that don't keep God's word. It is written, their people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Do you know a lot of church people that go to church, but then they live wicked like the world?
Right.
That's what Jesus is talking about. That's all of them. He said, howbeit in vain. Do you know what the word vain means? Like if I walk up to a brick wall and beat my head on it and think I'm going to knock it down, it's pretty useless.
Okay,
it's in vain. It's not going to work, right?
Yeah.
Howbeit in vain. Do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men? Isaiah's teaching commandments of men. You have a demon. You need to be exorcised. That's a commandment of man. That's a doctrine of men. And he said, for laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold to the tradition of men. And then he said, full well, you reject the commandments of God to keep your own traditions. So if you follow man-made religion, you're following man.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss your biblical pure worship of God and obedience and eternal life. You've got to follow Christ and his word. You're not going to find him in buildings. You're not going to find him in organizations of man led by money, traditions, emotional music. They all use it. They all use the emotional music to whip you into a spiritual frenzy, and then the offering plate comes
out. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I knew that next thing you were going to say. It's so funny.
True.
It is.
It's true. So
I watched Bayside online Sunday. I didn't go to church Sunday. I watched it online this Sunday. I'm going to
the Bible one?
Yes.
Oh, Baptist? But I watched Bayside Online.
So Bible Baptist, it's a Baptist church is invented in the 1600s, long after Jesus.
Okay.
They keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. God didn't ordain those.
What's up?
They're worldly.
Right.
So, do you understand what I'm telling you? Is if you go to a Baptist church and they keep sin and you sing and pray with them, are you united to sin?
Pretty much. Pretty much. So how do you find people that, how do you find a church that they're all in?
You're not going to.
You're not going to?
You're going to find people that are all
right,
in. Like you. Us. I have a brother too, a young brother. How old are you?
37.
Okay, yeah, my brother's younger than you. He's 28, I think. He travels with us, with his wife and two kids. And he'd love to meet you and encourage you. But yeah, you're going to find people. You're not going to find a building system.
And you know what's crazy? I think this happened. I think it's weird. I can't judge or say anything about Lance because I don't know. But I know he's really, like, crazy into the Bible and God and all that, which is great. But I feel like he's doing something wrong also because this happened last year. We went to Puerto Rico in May, and he had a revival.
You went with him or he went?
Lance was setting up a revival.
Yeah.
With Charlie. Charlie's a millionaire. Great guy. That doesn't matter. But I'm saying that's some of the money. Plus we had the business, pressure washing.
Who's Char?
Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Do these guys, I have to ask you real quick, do they have websites or anything? Can I look them up?
Lance. We have Absolute Power Washing, just a pressure washing business.
That's Lance's business?
Yeah.
You're like with him in the business?
Yeah.
That's what you guys do? So this Lance does all kinds of, he doesn't have a ministry anywhere?
So I messed up a month ago, so I'm not working with Lance anymore.
Okay.
Doing my own pressure washing. But, so I haven't seen Lance in like the past year. Me and Sean have been running the business. Lance gave Sean 25, me 25, and Kit 51 to go pray and do all his other stuff.
What do you mean he gave you 25? 25 what?
Of the business, 25%.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. I screwed that up. But we ain't got to talk about that.
All right.
Stupid nonsense. But, Lance... So we go to Puerto Rico for this revival. He wants to have this revival. He's in this little church. We had billboards up. He passed out flyers, everything. And we're supposed to have a march from here. Jesus march from here to the bay.
You won't find that in the scriptures. They'll try to say it's like Palm Sunday. That was ushering in the real Jesus. We don't need that today.
So all of a sudden, I'm at the beach. And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, the bus is coming. You got to dry off. I'm like, okay. I get on the bus. And it looks like it was a tour bus, like a jet. And I'm like a month later, I sent to Sean. I'm like, why did Charlie get such a big bus? I'm like, there was only like six of us in the march. That means no one showed up to the revival. Okay? And I'm wondering if it's something that that God did to Lance to make no one come to... I'm talking like, if we were here, Lance would talk to everyone about God and Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay? He's into it. Okay? And that's fine. That's what he likes to do. But why... did God not provide anything of this revival?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer to that because, like you said, sometimes thousands show up and they're deceived and sometimes nobody will show up and that's great.
Billboard.
I know. But here's the thing. Men like that, is he proclaiming the biblical... He's not. I can tell you he's not.
He bought a Camaro. He's, brand new 2021 Camaro and was going to give it away as a raffle. So I'm like...
Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus and Paul use worldly things to raffle things off to lure people? No, he preached the gospel.
See, I think that's what Lance was trying. I think he was trying to do the right
thing.
How old
is Lance, can I ask?
38, 39.
Okay, so he's your age. What is his? What's the name of his thing? I want to look it up.
Absolute Power Washer.
Absolute Power Washer. He owns that. He runs that.
Yeah.
He probably has a contact info on there.
Yeah, you call Lance.
Would be okay if I reach out to him?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll give you his number.
You got his number?
Yeah, you would love... I think you would like Lance.
I'd love to text him. Hold on.
I think you might get a little...